start with me. 5 o'clock this morning, I got a call at home from Mr. O'Neill, who was freaking out because his heart was racing. Thought he was going to have a coronary. It turns out that he was up all night trying out his new espresso machine.
What did you do for him?
I saved his life. I didn't beat him to death with the espresso machine. Well, where the hell do we start here?
Well, take your pick. Mrs. Simmons hasn't stopped hiccuping for 2 weeks. Mrs. Johnson has a raisin stuck up her nose. And Billy Smith, he swallowed his goldfish.
That's my practice. Yeah, all idiots all the time. What a horrible week.
There's more. The x-ray machine is broken and the copy is jammed.
Doesn't anything work around here, Margaret? Hey, lady, come on. Can't you hear that? Get the kid away from the piano. It's not there for playing. It's to cover a hole in the wall. I need coffee. Could you two play someplace else, please? Oh, where's my Harvard cup?
John, I don't have time to hunt around for your stupid Harvard cup.
Hey, that's my lucky cup.
Look around. It's not working.
It wasn't easy, but I finally managed to come up with a urine sample.
You peed in my Harvard cup?
They said there'd be a cup on the sink, and there was. The wrong one?
Get away from me! Get away from me!
Oh, that's not good.
I need a minute.
John, I need you to sign those insurance forms on your desk.
I'll get to it.
Well, that's perfect. Just perfect. Oh. That's great. That's great. What's next? Yeah, hi. Dr. Emerson, please. Yes, I'll hold.
Dr. Recker, can I ask you a question?
No, I'm on the phone. Get out.
Who are you talking to?
Johns Hopkins. It's private. Get out.
Just one thing. Does this dress say salsa dancing?
Get out!
Did you know your ceiling fell? What did you mean, private?
Out! I'm sorry. Yeah, it's John Becker. Hi. Look, I know the last time we talked, I said I wasn't ready, but I can't deny it. I definitely have got a problem. I don't know if I can make it through another day here. Look, if that job's still available, I'm interested. Definitely interested.
Coffee to go?
Sure, why not? Why should today be any different? I come in here all the time. I get coffee. You're behind the counter. Those two are sitting over there. For God's sake, don't you two ever get sick and tired of the same old boring routine day after day? Get out of there. That's my seat.
Where do you get off telling us our lives are boring?
Yeah, I don't have to sit here and take this.
Where do you have to go?
Yeah, you're right.
I know how you can change your routine. Go bitch someplace else.
That's not a change. I bitch everywhere I go.
Hey, Chris, just a cup of tea to go, please. Oh, and Dr. Becker, just so you know, I accidentally overheard that phone call you made yesterday. But don't worry, I'm not going to tell anybody about it.
Well, what exactly did you hear?
That you had a problem.
That's all?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. You can relax, everybody. It's fine. No big deal.
Oh, come on, Becker, don't be ashamed. I mean, I've made those kind of phone calls myself. I mean, $4.95 a minute is pretty steep, but, you know, the more you call, the less time you need to get the job done.
Bob, that is disgusting.
I was talking about computer tech support. What's wrong with you?
Like, I'm the only one who went there.
So, Becker, what was that about a private phone call?
None of your damn business.
So, Linda, what was that about a private phone call?
Yeah, something wrong with John?
I really can't say.
Can't say or you don't know?
I don't know, which is why I can't say. Plus, Dr. Becker said not to say anything, and I respect that. I'll let you know if I hear anything. amazing sale. I got this shirt at 60% off and this skirt at 40% off. So together, I saved 100%.
Oh, my gosh. Linda, I don't believe that you spent this much money.
Oh, I didn't spend a dime. I put it on my credit cards.
Thank you. Linda, you have to call your bank and ask them to freeze your accounts. Otherwise, you're going to be up to your ears in debt.
Margaret, this country was built on debt. Get on board.
Johns Hopkins. I wonder what this is.
Wait a minute. That's the guy Dr. Becker called yesterday.
Johns Hopkins is not a guy. It's a hospital in Baltimore.
Well, that's weird. When he made that call yesterday, he said he had a problem that he couldn't take for another day. I wonder what it is.
I'm guessing it's you.
Mr. Richards?
Take it easy. I'm John Becker. You're here for a flu shot, are you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
All right. Let me set that up for you. You live in the neighborhood?
Yeah, right here in the Bronx. I own a small video rental store.
Oh, yeah. One of those video stores, huh?
No, just a normal store. Family movies. You know, PG.
Look, you keep winking. Are you renting porn or coming on to me?
Neither. I'm not winking.
I'm sorry. How long have you had the eye twitch?
I have an eye twitch?
What's going on here? Are you on any kind of medications?
Yeah. I don't remember the names. Let's see. There's a blue pill that I take once a day. There's a red pill that I take 3 times a day. There's a white pill I take at night. There's a green and white pill that I take every day.
You're taking pills you don't even know what they're for? You know what? Let's postpone this flu shot until I can learn more about these other medications. Do me a favor. Bring in all the pills you're taking. I'll take a look at them, and maybe we can find out what's causing this annoying eye thing.
I wasn't even aware of it.
Well, it's annoying the crap out of me. Just get back here with that stuff as soon as possible.
Okay.
No, I mean it. Sooner the better.
Oh, John, you got a package from Johns Hopkins. Do you want me to open it?
No, that's all right. I got it. Oh, by the way, I have to leave early on Friday. I've got to go down to Baltimore.
To Johns Hopkins? Do we have a patient there?
No.
Well, then why are you going
Margaret,
to...
it's personal.
Oh, my God. Did you see the way he ripped that right out of your hands? What do you think's going on?
Well, whatever it is, it's none of our business. He said it's personal, and I respect that.
Why?
He tore that package out of my hand. Then he told me that he was going to Baltimore. I'm telling you, there's something going on, and he's acting like it's none of our business.
Well, perhaps it is none of our business.
Yeah, that's where I started, but you get past it.
Well, let's see, Johns Hopkins is in Baltimore. Any chance he's sick?
No. He had a physical last week. I saw the results myself. He is healthy as a horse.
Well, a horse that smokes.
You know, usually he's just cranky, but lately he's been downright angry.
You know, now that you mention it, he has been acting more like himself than usual.
Okay, so he's not sick. So what other reason would he have to go to Johns Hopkins?
I know this might sound crazy, but maybe it's drugs. My friend's sister spent 12 weeks there in rehab. Boy, can that girl play ping pong.
Wait, John, drugs? Think about it. I mean, they cheer you up and they cost money. That's not him.
Well, maybe he knows someone there. Wait a minute. Maybe it's a woman.
Well, why wouldn't he tell us? Wait a minute. Maybe it's a married woman.
I knew it. Becker's having an affair. It all adds up. Secrets, lies, and he needs a pill to make it happen.
No, that doesn't sound like John. I mean, I hate to think he was that kind of person. I mean, not that I care. I don't. It's his life, and I'm not a part of it. I already dodged that bullet. Quit staring at me.
Oh, Margaret, you're going to be really proud of me. I took your advice, and I froze my credit cards.
For you to literally freeze them?
I know, but this way, if I find something I really want to buy and I have to stop and think, is this worth defrosting for?
You know, actually, this is brilliant. I'm impressed.
It's not going to be easy. There are all these great clothes out there calling me. I'm not like you, Margaret. I can't rotate the same five outfits day after day.
Morning.
Morning.
Hi. Mr. Richards is waiting for you in your office. How was your weekend in Baltimore?
Fine, fine. Make sure to let me know if anyone calls from Johns Hopkins.
Okay, let's put all this together. He made a phone call he didn't want us to know about. Then he got a package he didn't want us to know about. Now he took a trip to Baltimore that he doesn't want to talk about. What does all this mean?
I have more than five outfits.
Richards? Oh. It's my office. How surprised can you be to see me? You bring me the drugs? Hey, do you mind? All right. That's all? Let's see what we got here. That's a thyroid hormone. Theophylline, that's for asthma. Meclizine hydrochloride, what? That's for vertigo. You have vertigo?
I did once.
How many different doctors are you seeing?
Well, I see different doctors for different problems. I usually get a name out of the yellow pages.
That's how you pick a doctor? You know what kind of quacks advertise in there?
I got your name out of the penny saver.
Margaret, I swear, Dr. Becker was just asking the patient for drugs. Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Linda, don't be ridiculous. If John wanted drugs, we have a whole cabinet full of them.
Well, he's too clever for that. You'd know if any were missing. Wouldn't you?
All right, I'm going to take all of these home and see what's going on here. In the meantime, I'm going to take you off of everything for a few days.
Everything? Are you sure that's a good idea?
Oh, now you start questioning your doctor?
Dr. Becker?
Yeah?
There's a call for you on line two from Johns Hopkins.
Oh, thank you. Shut the door. On the other side, Linda. Yes, this is John Becker. I got the job? Well, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. I'm very flattered. Yeah. I'll get back to you. Thank you. Bob, how many times I gotta tell you, I don't want you using your passkey to come in here.
Yeah, but if I knock, then you'll ask who it is, and when I tell you it's me, you won't let me in.
How'd you even know I was home?
Easy. I reversed your people.
I'm a doctor. I could reverse yours. What do you want?
Nothing. I left the wrench.
Well, get it and get out. You want something?
No. I'm good. See ya.
You?
Becker's got all kinds of drugs in his apartment. He just tried to push them on me.
I don't believe it.
Trust me. I saw it with my own two eyes.
Hello?
It's Jake. Becker's a druggie. Bob just saw him with tons of pills.
I knew it. I was right. He's a drug addict.
Who the hell is this?
Whoops, wrong number.
Hello?
I was right. Bob just saw Dr. Becker in his apartment with a bunch of drugs. Now two of us have seen it, so you have to believe it.
I don't have to believe anything, and you should be ashamed of yourself for spreading rumors. Hello? Chris, Linda was right. John is taking drugs. It's been confirmed.
Oh, that is such a shame. Thanks, Margaret. Bob, listen, you're not gonna believe this. I just heard John's taking drugs.
Old news.
How can you think about shopping at a time like this? Dr. Becker is in trouble. He's in his office right now with the guy who supplies his drugs.
Margaret, I need these credit cards. If I'm gonna be going on interviews, I'm gonna need new clothes. The dress code at my next job might not be as conservative as this one.
What are you talking about?
Well, with Dr. Feelgood and they're all strung out on drugs, we could both be looking for work. And if you're job hunting, you want to put your best foot forward. Which, no offense, is not gonna happen in those shoes.
These two together will put you to sleep. These two will keep you awake. These two will make you nauseous. These two will make you dizzy. You know, you put them all together, I'm surprised you're not growing breasts. You don't need any of these.
So now I take nothing?
No, I'm going to put you on a smaller dosage of a new thyroid hormone, which, by the way, may help you with that eye twitch thing. Good luck to you.
You know, all the other doctors I went to just gave me pills and sent me away. You're the first one that's taken the time to actually figure out what a mess I was. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. My pleasure.
Thanks. Excuse me, Mr. Richards. You've been in here three times in the last few days. What's going on?
Nothing unusual.
That's it. I'm getting to the bottom of this. John, I am not just going to stand by and watch you do this to yourself. If you have a problem with drugs, then you can just tell...
Oh, drugs? I don't have a problem with drugs. What the hell are you talking about?
Linda saw you with all kinds of pills, and Bob did, too. And then you've been acting so weird. What are we supposed to think?
That was none of your business?
I tried to tell her that, but she wouldn't leave it alone.
And then there was that whole Johns Hopkins thing, and you're running down to Baltimore. What is going on?
Look. A position opened up down there in research. I applied for it, and I got it.
What? How could you?
Relax. I'm not going to take it.
You're not a drug addict? That's too bad. I had the perfect person to set you up with.
I don't even know where to start. You applied for a job that would mean closing down the practice, and you didn't even mention it to me? And then when I try to find out what's going on, you wouldn't tell me.
I didn't want you to worry.
Well, that didn't work out too well, did it?
I don't even know if I can explain this to you.
Well, give it a shot.
Look. Every day I'm in this rundown office, you know, trying to keep my head above water with patients who won't pay me, x-ray machines that are broken, some guy who pees in my Harvard cup. Do you know that when I graduated from med school, I got offers from every major hospital in this country? I know it's an ego thing, but I just had to find out whether I still was good enough. And I wasn't just stuck here.
Okay. Then why didn't you take the job?
Because I'm an idiot.
The truth.
Truth is, you know, I like doing research. I was good at it, but I always felt so removed. You know, I never got to see the people I was helping. But here, you know, it's like with Mr. Richards. I mean, he was taking so many damn drugs that he hadn't come here. He could have ended up killing himself. I helped that man. I liked how that felt.
John, don't you ever underestimate what you do here. I certainly don't.
Thank you. That's very nice. Did you really think I was doing drugs?
Well, it did kind of look that way. Linda was just about to ask you for a job recommendation.
Do you know how high I'd have to be to give her a recommendation?